Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
We are back for another player preview. Tonight, we have Deuce McBride.
Deuce!
I'm excited to get into Deuce McBride's player preview for the 2024-2025 season. Deuce McBride had an amazing season last season. He had an amazing playoff run for the New York Knicks. We did not see that. I personally did not see that coming. I don't know if you did, Chris, but I'm excited to get into Deuce McBride.
Deuce McBride, man. What a gem uncovered by the New York Knicks, right? And like you said, nobody expected the Deuce McBride we got in the playoffs. I mean, it was a pretty hot topic, you know. It was like, you know, obviously Deuce finished the regular season playing well, and it put the question was, you know, considering all the injuries we had and the shortcomings we had going into the playoffs, what was Deuce going to bring to us? And man, he brought a little bit of everything.
He did. He brought a lot. And look, I'm excited for Deuce this year. Appreciate every single one of you joining us here for another player preview, giving us your time. We're doing a player preview. If you're new, we're doing a player preview for every single Knick. We've already done Dante, Mitchell Robinson, and the ball keeps on rolling. So appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. And, you know, smash the subscribe button, smash the thumbs up button, and let's get into it. So, Chris, Deuce, yeah, man, like you said, Deuce, he quickly became one of my favorite Knick players this past season. And I guess, I don't know, I guess because we went to game one of the playoffs, and it's just hearing the fans chant Deuce every time this man hit a shot or every time this man touched the basketball. It's just he brings like a whole another element to this basketball team. And yeah, he quickly became one of my favorite Knicks. And look, we'll get into the stats and everything, but I mean, last season he surprised me. You know, he took a major step forward. I did not expect that from Deuce McBride. I mentioned it previously. He's like that my career player that if you play 2K, you guys would get that. You go through the grind, you go through college, you go through the G League, you work your way up. He fan favorite Deuce McBride, Chris, you know.
Yeah. And well said with the you know, the 2K my player analogy, because I think that fits Deuce perfectly, right? Yeah. I mean, this guy was, you know, in the G League, in and out, you know. At one point the Knicks didn't sign him, they brought him back, you know, they developed him, you know, they developed him. He got on the roster, started playing some minutes, and then obviously, you know, with the losses of a few key players for us, Deuce McBride got thrown into the lineup, you know, simply because we needed bodies, right? And we didn't know what we were going to get from him. But look, Deuce McBride, we knew he could play defense, right? We knew he could play defense. But when it came to the offense, which wasn't a weakness of his, you know, as far as like his scouting report. But for whatever reason, once he got to the Knicks and he played on an NBA floor, he could not hit a damn bucket to save his life.
But yeah, it's crazy, right? I remember that. Yeah.
But this past season, man,
yeah,
he came and he was shooting lights out. You know, him and Dante DiVincenzo were basically lights out from three. And Deuce McBride just continues to get better. And when the playoffs rolled around, again, more questions. What will he do? Can he run the team? And he kind of proved that, yeah, he can. Is he Jalen Brunson out there? No, he's not. But I think he's a very nice player that can defend at a high level. And we've seen him hit clutch shot after clutch shot. And like you mentioned, in that Philly series, man, every time he touched the ball, the entire garden was screaming, "Deuce!" And he hit those shots, man.
Yeah.
So it was an insane atmosphere. And I loved watching Deuce play.
Speaking about the clutch shot, it was the game where I think it was game five, where the New York Knicks choked. Was that the game where Deuce hit that little floater? Brunson had his hands up in the air. Everyone was celebrating. And then, you know, all chaos broke loose after that. Maxie hits the crazy shot. But Deuce with the clutch, you know, shot to kind of like we, what we thought at the time was to seal that game.
That was actually, and I hate to say it, but I think that was also the game where Deuce had a pretty bad turnover late. You know, I think it was actually after that floater, he had a bad turnover, which, you know, resulted in points on the other side for Philly. But hey, that's why I said, you know, he showed improvement. He showed he's capable of running the team in spurts. Yeah. Obviously, his offense took amazing strides in the playoffs, but still a lot to improve on. And look, a young guy who's still learning from Jalen Brunson. So in my opinion, the sky's the limit for this guy. And his contract is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And look, he will be 24 years old when the season starts. He's 23 right now. He turns 24 on, I think, September 8th. So happy birthday to Deuce McBride. And to speak to your point earlier, Chris, one thing that really, like you said, his three-point shooting drastically improved. Yeah. And I have some numbers here. His three-point shot from the previous season to last season, drastic. He went from 29% from three to 41% from three.
Wow.
His efficiency field goal percentage jumped from 44% to 56%. Corner three stayed the same. But that's just a testament to the player, like, staying late in the gym, you know, getting after, you know, not really, you know, getting down on himself too much. If like the Knicks kind of like, you know, like you said, they sent him down, then they would play him, then they would call him back up. But, you know, that's just a testament to his character and just staying in the gym, working, shooting a bunch of shots. I think there was a report from the MSG Network last season that he shoots, I forgot the number of jump shots a day, but, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, it really showed in those numbers, 29% to 41%.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I hate to even say improvement because that's something beyond.
Yeah.
But I also think it's a testament to his confidence, you know, and then the confidence the Knicks have in him and the team in general, because look, you're out there playing with guys like Jalen Brunson, you know, Dante DiVincenzo's on the floor, and he has to have the confidence to go and take these shots. You know, a lot of the shots that Deuce McBride was taking, especially in the playoffs, I was like, all right, man, chill. You're going crazy. But
yeah,
he hit those shots. He was showing the confidence out there, and he showed that he can have an impact, you know, even with the best players out on the court. So I love what I'm seeing, or what I saw from Deuce McBride the past season. I just hope, man, If his three pointer gets even better, where does he go from 41 to what, 50?
Well, you would have, I mean, if he stays around the 40s, obviously that is great news. Incredible. For the New York Knicks. You know, 39 to 42%, you stay around there, you're an elite shooter. You know, it's a drastic improvement from 29%. That's for, like you said, he was shooting a lot and really didn't make anything really when he was trying to get his feet wet with this New York Knicks organization. But yeah, just one of my favorite players, fan favorite for Deuce McBride. Defensively, Chris, as we all know, he's a good defender. But last year, I looked at some of the analytic numbers. The Knicks were actually minus 4.7 points per possession when McBride was on the floor. That was really good. That was two seasons ago, excuse me. This season, the Knicks allowed plus 1.1 points per possession with McBride on the floor. So let me retract that. Two seasons ago, the Knicks were really good with McBride on the floor defensively. And this past season, they allowed plus 1.1 points per possession. I don't, like, at times last season, I don't really recall his defense being a problem. And we all know Deuce McBride is a good defender. You know, he's above average, you know? So,
yeah, he's definitely a good defender. And look, he may be undersized, you know, he's a smaller guard. You know, the knock has always been, you know, he's a shooting guard in a point guard's body, right? Or something of that sort. But obviously, you know, when he's matched up against length and just taller guys in general or bigger point guards, it causes problems, but the defense is there. The effort is there, and he's always at the right spot.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you want. You let the cards play out the way they play. But more times than not, Deuce McBride is doing the right thing on defense. So, yeah. You know, I'm not worried about Deuce McBride on the defensive end. If anything, it's just going to get even better. With the way he's shooting the ball, and if that continues, his confidence is just going to be sky high.
Yeah, and those defense. Look, the reason why I brought those defensive numbers up is because it just caught my eye. But he did play 500 more minutes this past season than two seasons ago. And also, you know, remember last season we started the season with different players. You know, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly. So take those stats with a grain of salt. I really think Deuce McBride. Obviously, we know Deuce McBride for when he first came up with the New York Knicks. We know him to be that gritty defender and who's a great one-on-one defender too. And, you know, that's what we know of Deuce McBride. And then this past season comes, and then he takes a major leap in terms of offensively and defensively. May have took a little bit of a step back, but he's still known to, he's just still one of the Knicks' best defenders out there. You remember when the Mikal Bridges trade came about and the Brooklyn Nets fans thought that he was going to be included in that? That was kind of funny.
I felt bad for the Brooklyn Nets fans because they were just like, you know, oh, our front office is playing chess. We're about to get Deuce McBride. And I think really all that happened is we ended up getting an extra player back, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And the Nets pretty much didn't get anything extra other than I can't even remember. But yeah. Feel bad for Brooklyn. Not really.
I don't. I think they're tanking for Cooper Flagg over there in Brooklyn. So hope that works out. But yeah, that was kind of funny. That whole time I was like, they're not getting Deuce McBride. Like, are the New York Knicks really going to trade Deuce McBride to make this work? And like, I kind of rewatched the playoffs, right? And you know how we in previous episodes we got into a conversation about Walker Kessler, and I was like, do you include Deuce and you know what's more valuable, Deuce McBride or you know that center position? You know, watching highlights really makes you like kind of change your mind, kind of makes your like mind wander. I really don't want to lose this guy, man, because he's on such a team friendly deal. He's a fan favorite. And one thing that's so important is the experience and a guy that you can rely on in the playoffs. Because, you know, let's say I'm not throwing shade at Emmanuel Quickly, but when Emmanuel Quickly was here, you know, he really didn't do much in the playoffs, right? We really wanted more from Emmanuel Quickly in the playoffs. Well, with Deuce, last season, we just saw it right off the, like, no fear. Built for the moment, built for New York. Ice in his veins. And look, his playoff numbers, I really don't want to lose that guy. Playoff numbers last year, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, almost a steal a game, 43% from the field, almost 2 threes a game, 26 minutes for Deuce McBride. And Chris, I don't want to lose him. I really don't. And when I'm not like afraid of anything. I don't know. I guess you could say I'm falling in love with Deuce McBride.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I get it, man. I get it. I absolutely get it, man. You know, he's definitely a fan favorite.
He's one of my favorites for sure.
You know, he's one of the few Knicks that have been developed and are still here. That's also a part of it, in my opinion. Yeah. And for all the reasons you mentioned, right? Deuce, you know, it's fun watching his career just blossom, especially considering how it started. You know, you're talking about a guy who was going back and forth, G League, you know, two-way contract, things like that, and being able to stick around on this team to the point where now he's competing in the playoffs, has that experience, played at a high level, played very well, shot the ball extremely well. You know, it would kind of suck to then turn around and just trade him. And I get it. That's why I have a hard time with it too, you know?
Yeah.
Do we need a backup big? Yeah. Do we need it right away? I don't know. But I guess if I had my pick, I'd still say a backup big spot is more important, but I would do everything in my power not to include Deuce McBride in the trade because I just think he's that important for all the reasons you mentioned. He's just a guy you can count on. Obviously, the team trusts him, and you don't want to get rid of guys like that. Yeah. Guys who are scrappy, they're going to hustle, they're going to defend hard, and they're going to do the right thing. Ultimately, what's best for the team? Those are the guys you want to keep.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I've come to the conclusion that I don't want to, you know, trade him. But, hey, it's a business at the end of the day. And, look, the real question is, can Deuce McBride replicate his greats? Can he build off of last season coming into 2024-2025? The Knicks added Mikal Bridges. That gives them another guard off the bench, rotational player off the bench. Dante DiVincenzo now goes to the bench. They drafted Tyler Kolek. They have Cam Payne. So Deuce McBride, although he played amazing last year, was a major vital piece for the New York Knicks. The real question is, does he replicate that in 2024-2025? Last season, the Knicks loved playing Deuce with Jalen Brunson. They loved that two-guard lineup. Remember, a lot of times, due to injuries, the Knicks would start Deuce alongside of Jalen Brunson. There was a lineup in particular, Chris, that was elite. Jalen Brunson, Deuce McBride, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and Isaiah Hartenstein. Elite. 331 possessions. 141 points per possession. That lineup. That is the 99th percentile. So that was the best of the best. That is the reason why the New York Knicks kept going to that lineup. The two-guard lineup, Chris.
Yeah.
Now you bring in Mikal. You add Dante. Well, I mean, we think is going to the bench. I mean, we don't know regarding all these injuries, but in a perfect world, Dante is going to the bench. So yep. Knicks love that two guard lineup. Do you see them kind of going to that more? I mean, obviously they will, but that lineup had Hartenstein, who's no longer a New York Knick.
Right.
And now you add Dante on the bench. So the coaches got a coach, I guess. Right? I
don't know. Well, you know what? That kind of makes me look at things a little bit differently because it is true. It is true. Jalen Brunson, Deuce McBride, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and I Hart. That lineup was insane, obviously, right? Now, what if you just tweak that a little bit? Can you get similar output or close to that same output? What if you throw out there Cam Payne, Deuce McBride, you know, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and who, Precious? Can you get something similar out of that lineup?
I don't think it's Cam Payne. I think it would have to be Brunson, McBride, Dante, Mikal. And I don't know. Well, I think the reason why that lineup was so great because you surrounded Isaiah Hartenstein with snipers, Dante, McBride, and Brunson. And Josh Hart was just that guy grabbing every single rebound and pushing the pace and kind of like that glue guy in that lineup. But, you know, we're talking about this in particular lineup, but obviously other lineups work for the Knicks. But they're going to have to get creative, I guess, is what we're going to come to the conclusion with. I mean,
yeah.
Mikal Bridges is a great player in himself. So, you know, adding him, subtracting Hartenstein, I mean, you know, it's not apples to apples, but, you know, I'm sure the New York Knicks will figure something out. But I guess that goes back to my question is, will we see the same results that we saw from Deuce McBride last season? Because say what you want. You add Dante to the bench. You add another high offensive player in Mikal, not a high usage player, but a player who kind of needs the ball too. You know, sometimes there's only one ball. So I'm just hoping for the same efficiency. Do you think something changes or, you know, you think it stays the same?
Well, obviously with the new additions, you know, there's going to be a little bit less playing time and things like that. But I think overall, I think Deuce, you know, should still be able to replicate for the most part, you know? Yeah. Maybe I see a little bit of a dip as far as the three-point shooting goes. We know the defense will be there. But I think his offense is going to stay pretty steady, in my opinion. You know, I think he's still going to be involved with the bench unit. And that's what I was referencing before, by the way. I wasn't floating that out as a starting lineup. I was saying, what if the Benz unit is comprised of, you know, something like a Campaign, Deuce McBride, Dante Hart, and a big.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously leaving the starting lineup the way it is, you know, with Brunson, Mikhail, OG Anunoby, hopefully Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson. Look, we have options. We have options, and I think Deuce McBride is still going to be a big part of it, man. He's definitely has a chip on his shoulder, man, especially the way he played to end the season.
Yeah, and last week I think he hit a shot to win a kid's college tuition.
That was crazy. Over a sea of people, man.
Yeah, that was nuts. Shout out to Deuce McBride for that. I was like, whoa.
The threes are still falling.
Still falling. I'm like you said, I'm excited for Deuce. It's going to be another good year, but there's going to be some tweaks here and there. You know, we're going to see different lineups now that with Deuce McBride, with, I guess, more with Dante maybe, or I don't know. The training camp is going to be fun, but, you know, Tom Thibodeau and the new Knicks assistant coaches will try to figure that out and hopefully come to a conclusion, because Deuce McBride is a major piece. He's a big piece to this puzzle because, you know, I don't know, man. I just keep going back to those playoff series. I just can't get that out of my mind, Chris. It's just those big shots and, you know.
I get it. And look, when it comes to Deuce McBride, a lot of people, again, the knock is, oh, he's too small. He's like a tweener. Is he a point guard? Is he a shooting guard? You know, he's a shooting guard.
What do you say to that? Yeah, what do you say to that?
So what I say to that is, in my opinion, that's the perfect, you know, we need that type of a player. He fits well, simply because now you have a guy who can run the team. And if you don't need him to run the team, now he can be a spot up threat. He can, you know, create a little bit for you. He plays multiple roles, right? And he'll do so gladly. So if you're running him out there with a Campaign, or you're running him out there with, you know, let's just say you let Brunson handle the ball, he can adapt to that on the fly. You know, there's no issues with that. He has experience, obviously, in that killer lineup you mentioned earlier with Brunson. Mm-hmm. You know, I think being flexible is the most important thing, especially now in the NBA, where everything is basically positionless basketball, right?
I think he fits that
role perfectly, man.
Yeah.
So what a lot of people say is a weakness of Deuce McBride, I think it's a strength.
Well said, and I guess we can end it on that. So, you know, Deuce McBride, bold prediction. You know, what do you foresee Deuce McBride doing this season? You already said Dante, sixth man of the year, Deuce McBride. What do you feel? Like, you feel the same thing from Deuce McBride as last season?
I think Deuce McBride will match last season's output. I think he will.
I think he will, too. If anything, maybe a few percentage points lower. Look, this three-point the shooting percentage was amazing last season. Even if it goes down 2%, that's not a big deal. I mean, from 29% to 40% is
that's nuts.
It's unheard of. It's crazy, honestly. You know, it's a testament to the player. Shout out to Deuce McBride staying his ass in the gym after these games, working his butt off. And Tom Thibodeau sees it, coaching staff sees it, and that's why he got rewarded ultimately. So, Deuce McBride, player preview. That's it. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. All right. I'm Anthony.
I'm Chris.
Catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.